for setbacks.
Okay.
Make sure you read your building permit. Would not.
I do interview orders for new construction homes. I work with builders every day.
Would not, like to see you back in here asking for a variance for a house.
For a house?
Thank you.
No, it won't be that. I'm a contractor, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get that piece of paper back. Thank you. Thank you.
Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,484. Paul and Deborah Davis seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures, sections 115.42 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Mississippi Drive within the Plantation Park subdivision. The 911 address is 37131 Mississippi Drive, Frankfurt, and the zoning district is GR, General Residential Zoning District. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 248.05. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 9.4-foot variance from and a 9.9-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for an existing porch. Note that this includes the steps also. The staff would note we have received 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. The letters of support are from neighbouring properties, raising no objection to the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you be sworn in, please?
You state your name and address for the record.
Deborah Davis, 28 Oriental Avenue, Pennsville, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Paul Davis, 28 Oriental Avenue, Pennsville, New Jersey.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Whitehouse, I think you made the statement that 9.4 and the 9.9-foot variances were for the porch and the steps, but I think that's just for the porch.
That is correct. So the variance.
So it looks like it would probably need a variance where there's an appears to be an angle there of some sort, but it appeared to be at least probably a 13.4-foot variance, I would think, if not more.
Correct. And I will scale that while the applicant is presenting.
Yes, thanks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. So we'll go through the checklist.
Please state your case.
Yes. So we're requiring a variance for the addition of a front porch to the property that is now going to be our retirement home. Originally, we purchased it just as a vacation property, but we made so many new friends and we love the area so much that we are retiring actually at the end of this month. So on the checklist, uniqueness of property. The lot that our house is on is angular in shape. It's narrow in the front and wider in the back. Due to the narrowness of the lot frontage, we designed the porch so that it did not extend the full width of the house, which we felt was the most visually appealing solution. We were looking mainly to enhance the look of our property and also have a place where our neighbors and our friends could gather. Cannot otherwise be developed due to the location of the existing home. We have a detached garage, a carport, and a shed in the back of the property. So the only place that we could have added a porch is the front of the home. Not created by the applicant number 3. The builder that we hired to construct the porch, Federation Builders, did secure a building permit, but that was based on our verbal assurance that the property that we had measured accurately for the setback requirements. Unfortunately, we did not realize that we had not measured properly until the building inspector stopped by one day. He was in the area doing another inspection. Construction was well underway at that point, but we've completed the safety issues on the porch, but haven't proceeded pending getting this variance. So once we realized that we had not measured properly, then we immediately submitted this application.
Number four will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We're actually, as I said, we're retiring here permanently at the end of the month. We're moving on Halloween. And we've discussed with all of our neighbors, and they've actually been very complimentary of the porch, and they're looking forward to spending some time out there with us. We did submit letters from the three neighbors in front and the neighbors on either side, so anyone who was visually impacted by the addition of the porch. Number five, the porch location, as shown on the survey that we submitted, represents the minimum variance that we would be required to allow the continued construction of the porch.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes. Yes.
Who pulled the building permit?
Pardon me?
Federation Builders.
And where are they located?
I think it is in here somewhere.
Do we have a copy of the building permit?
I have a copy of that.
Of the building permit?
Oh, of the permit itself.
No.
I'm asking Mr. Whitehouse. I apologize. I should have made myself clear.
Not in the board's packet, but I can look it up.
So, you told me who pulled the permit?
Federation Builder pulled the permit.
And they signed for it?
They signed for it, yes.
Okay, so it should be up to them to know whether you're, where you're located, not you, because you, did you know the setbacks?
We knew it was 30 feet setbacks, but I measured incorrectly at the start.
And where did you measure from?
I measured from the street and not from...
Your property line?
The setback is 50 feet, and the 50 feet is actually on the other side of the street. So I measured from our side, the wrong side of the street.
But wouldn't it have been better to measure from your property line?
Well, that's the problem. We didn't know where the official property line was. The official property line is about 20 feet in from the street. So we didn't realize.
Yeah.
But now we require them to submit a site plan. Is that correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct.
By a surveyor.
Correct. For an accessory structure, in a dwelling, absolutely we need a survey. But for an accessory structure, they may have waived it. But.
Charlotte Russell signed for it, and I don't know where this Federation Custom Builders is from, but...
And if I can assist, Madam Chair, in the building inspection notes, it states that the building permit was issued on July 23rd of this year for a 10 by 29 open porch, and then there is a note in the inspection notes that the inspector saw a lot survey with no improvements shown on it. So the inspector's making reference in the notes that they saw a survey perhaps on site, but that's what led to another inspection being undertaken, and then on August 19th it was determined that the variance was required. So there was clearly a little bit of confusion on site. So
when was the construction initiated?
Roughly after the permits, about a week after the permits.
It's like early August, I think.
They came and did the holes, and then they failed the inspection for the holes, and then they came back and did it again and fixed it, and then construction began.
Okay. And do you have a name for Federation Custom Builders?
Jim Russell, but he is no longer our contractor. He chose to walk away from the project.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Do you have a well and septic on this property?
Yes.
Where is that located?
We have a well.
Oh, yeah, no
we
septic.
Have a well, no septic.
Where is your well located?
The well is, if you point to the picture.
Yeah. I think there's a little...
Is it in your front yard or is it in your backyard?
It's in the front yard to the top of the property.
To the right?
To the right, yes.
Near the roadway or the driveway of the neighboring property?
It's kind of in the middle there. It's kind of in the middle of the property there.
So the porch is to the left and the well's on the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said there's no septic.
City water.
City sewer.
Sorry.
All right. And I think he said it was about 20 feet from your front property line to the edge of paving in Mississippi Drive. Did I catch that right?
Right, but then there's like another 5 feet of grassy area.
No. I'm not talking from the porch. I'm talking from, I think Mr. Davis, you testified that there was a bit of a gap between the edge of paving of Mississippi Drive and where your front property line is. Is that correct?
Well, I measured incorrectly.
How far then is your front porch from the edge of paving of Mississippi Drive? Do you know how far that is?
20.1 feet.
Well, that's from the front property line, as the survey says.
Okay, so is there that additional frontage there that's...
No. So we've seen this with some other applications tonight. You have a road bed, and the road bed may not go all the way the width of the right-of-way.
Right.
And I think what your testimony was before was that you measured incorrectly. Mm-hmm. How far from the edge of your road bed to that porch is it? Do you know how far that is?
Probably about 30 feet.
Okay. So there's about a 10-foot gap then between your front property line and the edge of paving?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
That's why I thought we were in variance at that point.
Okay. All right. Now I have a better picture. Thank you. I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything?
If I can say, just the two numbers Mr. Sharp asked me for at the beginning. The drawing is scaling off as achieving on a slight angle 14.4 feet and 14.5 feet, which would make the two needed variances for the two corners of the steps 15.6 feet and 15.5 feet, if that assists.
How did you know what the setbacks were?
In our
covenants
of the homeowner association, it says Sussex County setbacks. It states that it's Sussex County setbacks of 30 feet.
Mr. Whitehouse, is that right?
The setbacks would be on the building permit, but the setbacks here in the front yard are 30 feet.
So you didn't get a building permit at first?
No, we got the building. We pulled it right up. Yeah, we pulled it.
So I'm kind of confused. You would have get that information from your building permit, but you didn't pull the building permit. The builder did.
Right. That's correct.
So did he even say what the setbacks were?
When he called and asked, if we met the setbacks, and he told us that it was 30 feet setback. So that's when I went out and measured from the road to the house, and well, from the road to the proposed porch. And I says, yeah, we're within the 30 feet.
Okay. Any other questions? None? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Would you like to speak? Two are in favor. Anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there's anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial five star.
Thank you. Maybe we need to put on the building permit that where they're supposed to measure from. It says measurements taken from property lines right on the permit. So you didn't know where your property line was?
No, I did not. I thought it was the edge of the road.
It's not. It might be, but it's not in Sussex County.
Found that out.
Okay. I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Would you like to table it until our next meeting?
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12484, Paul and Deborah Davis, for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property is unique. It's very narrow in the front where the porch is. I don't believe it will alter the essential character in the neighborhood, and I do believe the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a question. What does the narrowness of the front have to do with their 30-foot setback from the property line?
Less room with the well in the front, less room to put, less buildable space for the lawn.
Okay. Did I have a motion and a second? Yes, right. Mr. Workman.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, this is your one and only. Because now, if you ever build anything else, you're going to read the building permit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And
I'm not going to let the
so it's approved, but I would like you to call the office tomorrow and give them information for Federation Custom Builders so that we can send them a nice letter.